Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello there. How's everybody doing out there? Glad to hear you all out there. Glad that you guys are able to come back to listen to another show. How y'all doing? I'm doing great. For you are listening to The Truth Live Not. And I'm your host, Jewel Lau, the speaker, the writer. I am. Now, I wasn't always the speaker. I used to be known as the quiet and shy guy. But after I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, God has revealed to me my true identity in Christ Jesus. My foundation scripture is in 1 Timothy 2, verse 7. Except I'm called to be an evangelist. Now I'm a public speaker that speaks through any form that God would use me to do so, from general speaking to sermons to raps to motivate, educate, and elevate people into their destiny. Well, praise the Lord, you guys. This is going to be an awesome show we got for you all today, or tonight, however you want to look at it, depending on which shift you be working. To me, it's the night. But I remember it used to be kind of like the morning to me, I guess, or afternoon. I used to kind of have work a second extended shift kind of thing, whereas I get off early in the morning, and people would be like, hey, good morning. But I'd be like, you know, it's still the night for me. So y'all probably know what I'm talking about, some of y'all anyway. So the name of this show is called What's Going On? What's Going On? No, it's not like the song, but I guess it is kind of like the song. So, yeah, what's going on out there? How y'all doing? Okay, cool, cool. I'm glad to hear it. Thanks for the feedback. I can hear you. Y'all go ahead, talk. I can hear y'all. Say something. See? I just heard that. All right, cool. I'm glad to hear y'all doing good out there. So this show, I'm not sure what's going to be talked about, really. This is more like a spontaneous show right here. You know, what's going on in the world? You know, how's everything going on out there? This is an interesting topic, just what's going on just in general. So what are we going to talk about today? Let's see here. What we got on the agenda here? What we got written down on the paper right here? There's a lot of stuff going on in the world. You know, unfortunately, there's a lot of killings going on in the world. There's a lot of thefts going on, a lot of mistaken identities, a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world, right? What are we going to do about this? You know, someone has to stand up and stand for what's right and get out there and make some moves, make some stuff happen. You know, a lot of people just want to talk about what's going on. Who's actually going to step up and do something about it? You know, I just thank God for all the pioneers we got out there. There's a lot of people, especially in the poetic community. I went to a poetic spot in Hyde Park, you know, last Saturday, and at the Silver Room. It was a pretty good place. I was able to hear a lot from a lot of good poets And these people are uplifting people, you know, as well as myself, you know. So I really admire that. That's why I don't mind, you know, talking about it and putting it out there to let you know that, especially in the poetic scene, you know, these are people. We are people who are not just, you know, speaking and giving our words and everything like that, but we also are helping people, you know, whether it be people in the community. You know, people at the churches, you know, people in schools and people on our jobs. You know, we're not just people who just talk, you know, yap, 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 yap. You know what I'm saying? We are people who do, you know. You all heard the slogan, just do it. You know, that's Nike right there. That's a lot of truth, you know. For real, if you want to do whatever you want to do, just do it. You know, it sounds real simple, you know. And people are like, well, you know, it's harder than what it is. I understand that. Everybody got their own situations. Everybody got their own circumstances. I can't say that, you know, what you're doing is or what you're not doing is easy. You know, for me, it might be easy. For you, it might be hard. You know, we all are different. We all are going through different things, you know. But what you have to do is, though, you have to find your motivation. You know, there's something in you that can help compel you to do what needs to be done. You have to find that. You know, you can listen to different people. You can listen to me. You know, I'm a motivational speaker as well. You can listen to other motivational speakers out there, you know. But ultimately, it has to be you. You know, you can listen to people all day, but ultimately, you have to make a conscious decision. Okay, I'm going to take all the information that I gathered, and I'm going to use this information, and I'm going to go out there, I'm going to make something happen. You know, otherwise, you're just hearing and hearing and hearing, but where's the action, you know? Now, faith does come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if you want to build up your faith in doing the word of God, you got to constantly be hearing the word of God. So it's not just about reading the word of God. You want to hear the word of God. So I can read this word right now. Did y'all hear anything I just said? No. You know, or actually, did you hear me read? No, you didn't. You know, because I was reading it to myself. But if I read it out loud, then now I'm hearing it. So, for example, Matthew 24, verse 35 says, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away." So now I just heard that right now because I read it out loud. You know, reading out loud is good to do because then you hear it. And then when you hear it, if you constantly keep hearing that over and over and over, you're building up your faith in that. So does that have a negative effect too? Can hearing something over and over and over have a negative effect too? Yes, it can. If you're hearing something that's negative, so you want to make sure that you're continuing to feed yourself positive words, you know, something that's going to bring forth something that can edify you, something that can build you up, something that can help you, something that can help push you in the right direction. You want to hear more of that than this other stuff. You know, you don't want to constantly be hearing words that's going to tear you down, you know, words that's going to beat you up. You know, you ever heard that saying, sticks and stones make break my bones, but words should never hurt me? That is a false statement. That is false. Words can hurt you. Words can hurt you a lot. And I'm glad I just read that. I'm going to come back to Matthew 24 here. But let's go to something else. See, I told you this is a spontaneous thing here. This is, you know, I believe that everything that I do is led by the Holy Spirit. And right now, the Holy Spirit is leading me to go to Proverbs 18. So that's what I'm going to do. Thank you, Holy Spirit. All right. So Proverbs 18, verse 20 says, "A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled." All right. I know that may be deep, you know what I'm saying? But get in here, dig in there, study it. You know, ask God to reveal it to you. He shall will. He sure will. Okay, verse 21. "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." So let's go back to 20. "A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth." So check it out. So when you speak, and when others speak, you and they are either speaking death or life. You're either speaking something that's going to bring life or something that's going to bring death. You know, another thing to think of, it's either going to be blessings or it's going to be curses. Either it's going to be good or it's going to be evil. You know, good or bad. You know, it's going to be one of those things. So you want to make sure that you are always speaking life. But if you're not sure how to speak life, that's the great thing about this Bible here. It teaches us how to speak life. It teaches us the difference between life and death. It teaches us the difference between blessings and curses. It teaches us the difference between good and evil. You know, that's the great thing about this Bible. So we need it. And then you want to read it out loud. Yeah, you can read it to yourself. That's cool, too. The Bible also tells us to meditate in the Word of God. And when you meditate on something, you're thinking about it within yourself. So as you're reading it, you're thinking about it within yourself. And then when you're not even around the Bible, you can just be thinking about it within yourself. Now you're meditating on it. I believe we talked about that before, but I'm going to keep talking about everything because, like I said before,
and 24 of Matthew. I'm come back to Proverbs here. Yeah. So it said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word shall not pass away. So we were talking about earlier, what's going on? And how you figured it out? The word. The word, that's what's going on. Everything else is going to pass. You know, what do you mean by pass away? Everything else is going to die. You know, everything else is going to, you know, become deceased, you know. But the only thing that's going to go on forever is the word of God. Now, in John 1, verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God. Now, in verse 14, it says, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. So that lets us know that the word of God is Jesus, because Jesus became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. That's what the word is talking about there. And it also said that in the beginning was the word, and the word was God. So it also said that Jesus was God, you know, in the beginning, and he still is God. Now, so the word shall not pass. Heaven and earth shall pass, but the word shall not pass. Jesus shall not pass. So if Jesus shall not pass, if the word shall not pass, sounds to me like I need to have Jesus in me. It sounds to me like I need to be in Jesus. Therefore, if the word is in me and Jesus is in me, then I am in the word and I am in Jesus. Therefore, I'm not going to pass either. And that's great. Fantastic. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for your word, so I won't pass. Now, this word, the Bible, you know, if I get in this word, the more I get in this word, the more the word get in me. You know, the more I get in Jesus, the more Jesus get in me. And I don't know about you, but I want all of Jesus. I don't want just a little bit of Jesus. I want all of Jesus. You know, all that Jesus has for me, I want it all. You know, why settle for less? You know, it's nothing wrong to want all of Jesus. You know, people might say, oh, you don't need all the money, or you don't need all the jewelry, or you don't need all the sound, all that bass, you know. Whatever, that's their opinion, you know. I like a lot of bass. I don't know about nobody else, but, you know, I had 212s. I sold them so I can get my album going, you know. So that's like some, that's, you know, that's some dedication right there. You know, I really like my sound system, but I sold my sound system so I can get my CDs out there. You know, that's, man, that takes some dedication right there. That's a whole nother topic. I don't have enough time to get into all that, because I'm running out of time right now. This has been a great show. I didn't know what I was going to talk about. We talked about some great things. You know, I want you guys to continue to listen. Also, Ministry of Reconciliation has a youth conference coming up. It's the Where Are You Youth. Just save the date right now. More details to come. It's going to be July 29th through the 31st. You know, Ministry of Reconciliation, Where Are You Youth Conference. More details to come on that shortly. May you all stay tuned to what's going on with that. All right, so we're at the most important part of the show, and that is in Matthew 16:26. All the stuff I talked about today, I will get back into it, because it's a lot that goes into it, you guys. But we don't want to, you know, forget about it. We got to keep hearing it. Why? Because it builds up our faith. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing whatever. So build up your faith in whatever it is that you're doing. If you want to be a basketball player, you know, build up your faith in basketball. You know, hear about basketball. Hear about the players. Check the history. Learn about it. You know, study people's best practices, you know. Yeah, see, now I'm getting off into something else, and I'm running out of time. So, yeah, like I was saying, Matthew 16:26. For what is a man profited if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? I know you might be saying, I don't want to gain the whole world, man. What you talking about? I ain't talking about gaining the whole world. I'm talking about gaining your world. What will be the purpose of gaining your world and then losing your soul? So the only way that you can make sure that you won't lose your soul is for you to get in the word, which is Jesus, and it allows Jesus to get in you, which is the word, so that you shall not pass away, but you shall go on forever. So if you'd like to receive Jesus, I can help you do that through what's called the prayer for salvation. So you can just repeat after me. And then you all know, if you become log on to blogtalkradio.com. You can sign up, whereas you can be able to follow me. You can go check all the different episodes I did. You can download these episodes to your, any of your technology devices, you know. So you can take it on you on the subway, you know, on the bus, or when you're walking down the street, or when you in your car, you know, or in a car, you know what I'm saying? So you can take it with you, so then that way you could hear it, and you keep hearing it. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by whatever you're listening to. All right. So here's the prayer for salvation. And you know what? I pray the prayer for salvation just about every day. You know, you can pray it more than once. I'm about to say it right now to help lead you guys into it, you know. And I already have said it 1,000 times, but it don't hurt to say it, you know. So that's how you know if a person even already accepted Jesus or not, because they don't have no problem saying it, you know. So, but you want to make sure, if you haven't said it, you want to make sure you say it now, because tomorrow's not promised. You know, heaven and earth is going to pass away, but the word, this is the word. This is how you receive the word. This is how you receive Jesus. All right, so I know I'm steady going on and on and on. What's going on? Me. I'm like, Jewel, you're going on and on, man. All right. So let's get into this prayer for salvation. You guys ready? Just repeat after me. Excuse me, you know. Okay, here we go. Father God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Please forgive me of my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I believe in my heart that Jesus died for my sins, and you, Father God, has raised him up from the dead. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Jesus, please come into my heart. I want to live with you always. God, your word says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm calling on your name now. So I believe I am saved now. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. We'll give you guys a round of applause. Pat yourselves on the back. Pat somebody else on the back, you know. And just thank God right now that you are saved. This is awesome. You know, thank God right now for your friend who just got saved, or your family member who just got saved. Everybody just be so happy, because the angels are rejoicing right now in heaven. There's a celebration going on right now. They out party anybody. Y'all think y'all can turn up? Nah, they up there for real. They ain't got to turn up. They already up. All right, so praise the Lord. Glory be to God. I will hear from you all next time. You are here for me next time. Remember, every Tuesday at 10 p.m. I go live, or you can listen to it some other time. Download it to your technology device, whatever. And you can continually to hear it over and over and over, because faith comes by hearing. So, again, I'm out. This is The Truth Lies Not. I'm Jewel Lau, the speaker. The writer, I am. God bless you guys.